Greetings from Financial Services Online, your go-to source for all things related to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estratore, and today, Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024, we're diving into the latest industry news from Australia. First up, the superannuation bill continues to navigate the political landscape with the current debate surrounding the $3 million tax cap. As this bill moves to the Senate, financial advocates are pushing for amendments, particularly focused on indexation. On one hand, the Greens are advocating for more aggressive reforms, slamming self-managed super funds, SMSFs, for their extensive use in property investments and putting focus on the possible risks attached with borrowing within super funds. The proposition to call off super tax concessions for property moguls has been a critical talking point by Max Chandler Mather of the Greens. Meanwhile, initially supportive of the bill, independent Allegra Spender is raising issues like the taxation of unrealized gains and lack of indexation, which she argues are serious shortcomings. As we monitor the situation, the labyrinth of political maneuvering around the superannuation bill continues to evolve. Moving from superannuation to insurance, a significant decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, reveals the importance of continuous insurance coverage. A motorist learned the hard way that insurance coverage cannot be backdated after a car crash. Having purchased an insurance policy post-accident, Suncorp denied his claim. The case serves as a stark reminder. It's crucial to maintain your insurance coverage continuously and to report any existing damages accurately during the application process. In financial market news, despite a shaky April marked by unexpected moves by the U.S. Federal Reserve on interest rates, superannuation funds remain resilient. Reports suggest an expected growth of 8% by the end of this fiscal year, continuing the trend of hardy annual gains for the past 15 years. The downturn in April, as advised by Mano Mohankumar of Chant West, was due to simultaneous trips in equity and bond markets after changes in the U.S. interest rates. Mohankumar reminds us that a long-term investment strategy is key in navigating such financial turbulence. Lastly, let's talk about the potential impact of the 2024 federal budget on borrowers. Economists sounded the alarm that given the increased fiscal spending and stimulus, there could be potential clashes with the Reserve Bank's inflation control efforts. Household income could rise by 3.5%, increasing spending and the likelihood of rate hikes. Critics argue that this might inflate costs and taxes for businesses, adding inflationary pressures. Looking forward, while a modest reduction in rates is expected by 2026, the financial landscape currently paints a picture of uncertainty. That's it for today's roundup. Stay informed and make wise financial decisions. For further information on these stories and more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratore, signing off till our next update.